State Representative Alan Boyntse joins us here now in the studio to share his thoughts about the first few official days on the job for this term in office. Representative Boyntse, thank you so much for being with us today.
Good morning, Aaron. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So I want to ask, the new job, but you've been in it for 6 months. So What's the new session like so far?
Yeah, well, it's new. We're only about 2 days into it. We all got sworn in officially on Wednesday, and it was quite an eventful day. We started off, I started off along with Representative Price with a meeting of the Legislative Black Caucus, mm-hmm. where we elected our officers, and then we moved into caucus photos, then moved into the actual session itself. And unfortunately, we did have a fellow representative, Brisson, from down in Sampson and Bladen counties. He fainted mm-hmm. at some point during the proceedings, but he actually later kind of made his way back to the floor to take his oath and later drove himself home.
So that's good.
He's all right, thank goodness. So aside from that, it was a pretty momentous day for a lot of folks. We got a lot of new people coming in. And then we finished off the day at the governor's mansion, just getting introduced and, meeting and greeting folks.
And you're we talked about this earlier in the week, you're the co-chair of the Democratic Freshman House Caucus,
yes.
right? What's
right.
the order? House Democratic Freshman Caucus?
There
is that
go.
Right? Yeah, that's
it,
right. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
What does that entail, the work that you do?
Yes, so I'm a co-chair of the Democratic Freshman Caucus with Representative Yao Liu out of Cary. She's also a former town council member. She was on the Cary Town Council. But our responsibility is to essentially make sure that our freshmen have what they need. It's pretty sizable caucus. We've got about 16 members. We really span the entire state. We've got folks from Buncombe County, to folks, in northern Durham and Person counties. We've got farmers. We've got lawyers. We've got nurses. So it's a really good and diverse group with a lot of different perspectives, urban, rural. Mm. And so our job is going to be to just make sure folks have what they need, make sure that the transition for folks is as smooth as possible, because it's going to be a tough, long session coming up, and want to make sure that we have a supportive environment where, we can feel comfortable sharing with each other the different challenges that we're having. As well as shared priorities and doing what we can to advance those.
What do they need? What are some of the things behind the scenes that you don't necessarily know when you get into the office?
We need to know where to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
So there's the legislative office building, and then mm-hmm. there's the legislative building where we actually meet. And the rooms can be quite confusing. So basic information about how to get around the buildings, how to navigate, that's a must. Mm-hmm. Help with securing legislative assistance. I know we've had folks that have needed help in that regard. Getting squared away with our different office assignments, different office equipment. Needing to know who the point people are to talk to. Part of my job and Representative Liu's job is to get folks up to speed on that. But then also subject matter. Mm-hmm. We will have meetings regularly, and we'll have opportunities to actually have folks come in and talk with us about different policy areas. And so, getting us up all to speed on the history and background behind different policies over the past 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. That's going to be important for us to connect folks to.
Speaking with State Representative Alan Boyntse of Orange County, talking about the long session of the General Assembly, which just got underway this week, got underway with something that we were following on the state level, a rules change in the state house to make it easier to override Governor Roy Cooper's vetoes. And this is significant because Republicans are one vote short of a supermajority in mm-hmm. the state house, and they have it in the state Senate. So change the rules to remove some of the advanced warning time that lawmakers are going to have before those veto override votes, which means you're going to have to be in the General Assembly pretty constantly, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're all going to have to stay on our toes. Mm-hmm. I mean, the The rules, so that's the other thing that happened on Wednesday. We voted on the temporary rules, which includes this provision that you just highlighted, the ability to essentially take a vote on a veto override without notice. And it's a pretty egregious rule in and of itself. You know, there are some others, but that's the most egregious among them. We are going to take a vote on the permanent rules in early February, but you know, in all likelihood, the temporary rules that were presented, House leadership is wanting to make those the permanent ones when we vote in February. It's the kind of thing where, you know, just imagine yourself as a representative. You're sitting on the House floor, you know, you want to take a little bathroom break, just want to go sprint to the bathroom, and then that
which
time
might be several hallways down and over.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. In that time that you take a sprint, someone calls for a vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of thing that really undermines public transparency, public trust. And I think everyone, generally speaking, in North Carolina, no matter what party you are, expects House members to conduct themselves in a way that is in accordance with fair play, that's honest, and that just goes against all of those principles. And so we need folks to step up and speak out against that particular rule.
Rules aside, holding the line on Governor Cooper's vetoes is going to be difficult for Democrats this year because you're only one vote away from the supermajority in the state house. How confident are you that Democrats will in general be united in support of Governor Cooper's vetoes in general?
Yeah, well, I have faith. I mean, you know, we've got the numbers just barely to beat back any veto override effort. You know, we've each got to be disciplined. We each have to be on our P's and Q's, showing up, you know, every day. But you're right, it's going to be challenging. But I hope that we're all up to the challenge the next 2 years.
What are some of the key issues that we're going to be focusing on this year?
Yeah, so there's a slew of them. You know, one thing the House leadership has already indicated that they want to roll out are further restrictions on abortion access, restrictions and removals of support for LGBTQ students in public schools. They've also talked about further targeting, undermining teachers who teach history and about racism in our public schools. Certainly we will in all likelihood, vote on maps, redrawn maps for state senate as well as for congressional maps. I think other legislation we'll likely see includes another bill that would legalize sports betting. That's a bill that came during the short session but failed by one vote in the state house.
More okay with that one.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, there are a lot of mixed feelings about it. I mean, really, on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll see how it goes this coming session.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bill to legalize medical marijuana, that's something that might come up as well.
Mm. Speaking with State Representative Alan Boyncey, so as we get into the long session, obviously Democrats in the minority, what are your hopes in terms of getting things passed or getting things accomplished as opposed to just blocking things that the Republicans will try to do?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. A lot of it is going to be about holding the lines and playing defense. You know, I've started to reach out to folks on the other side of the aisle about issues, you know, issues related to, I know the North Carolina Botanical Gardens worked with Representative Insko to try to get a specialty license plate to save the Venus flytraps, mm-hmm. Which are endangered, going. That did pass the House in the last biennium, but didn't quite make it through the state Senate. I'm hoping that I can help move it along further. Other things that you know, we're trying to do, you know, would love to get some more subsidies, especially for parents who are struggling to put their kids in daycare. You know, I'll hopefully be joining with other representatives to try to make that happen. I've heard that, you know, there may be some movement on that this coming session. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, A lot of what we're going to be doing is playing defense, but certainly I will do the best I can to try to make changes that are in line with our values in terms of affordability, accessibility.
Hopes for a Medicaid expansion?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Hope so. I mean, short session, was the furthest that we'd ever seen Medicaid expansion proposal go. We saw the state Senate pass Medicaid expansion and as part of a medical omnibus bill. But we didn't, unfortunately, take that up in the House. So my hope is that we take it up in the House, that we take a vote, that we pass it, and finally get the help that so many North Carolinians need across our state, especially in rural areas.
Speaking with State Representative Alan Boynsey, got to wrap up, but as we do, people want to get in touch with you. How can they do it?
Yes, absolutely. Please feel free to reach out. Our office is open to all of our constituents. You can reach me at my email address, alan.boynsey@ncledge.gov. Now, that last name, Boynsey, spelled B as in boy, U-A-N-S-I, or else you can also give us a call at our office. Either myself or my legislative assistant, Austin Hahn, will pick up. Mm-hmm. That number is 919-733-7208.
And again,
hope to hear from you.
And again, we'll keep speaking with you throughout the long session and into the rest of the coming term. State Representative Alan Boynsey, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.